Just one interesting halakha on the laws of Purim. There's a Yerushalmi, Talmud Yerushalmi, right in the beginning of Masechet Megillah. It says that technically a person is able to read the Megillat Esther the whole month of Adar, actually from the 1st of Adar to the 15th. The Yerushalmi learns it from the fact that the Pasuk says, V'achodesh asher nehpach lahem. The month that the mazal of Am Yisrael changed from sorrow to happiness, which is mashma, that the month itself is all already suitable for telling over the story of Purim. And actually the Rishonim, the Avi Ezri, brings down this halakha, and Maran in the Beit Yosef also brings down this opinion. The halakha, of course, we know we read the Megillah on the 14th or the 15th, depending on where you are, but Shulchan Aruch does write in the laws of Purim, in Tafresh Pechet, in Halakha Zayin, he says that if, let's say, a person is traveling and he's not going to have access to a Megillah, he's going on a boat or he's going somewhere far away and he cannot carry a Megillah with him, the Halakha, he may read the Megillah Beli Beracha from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh until the 15th, and he fulfills at least that opinion. What is he supposed to do? He has to read it twice. He has to read it the night, and he has to read it the following day. And then when he goes on his trip, on the 14th of Adar, which is his Purim, let's say, he fulfills the other mitzvot, which is Mishloach Manot, and Matan Rav Yonim, and the Seudah. But the Megillah itself, in such a place, okay, where there's no availability, so then already the halakha does allow him to read it, believe it, from before. This is what they write in Yalkut on page 62. Ayotze b'shayara. ומפליג באונייה בלב ים ואינו מוציא מגילה כשרה להוליך אמו כדי שיוכל לקרותה בזמנה כראוי יכול לקרות את המגילה בלילה וביום אפילו בתחילת החודש אך לא יברך ברכות המגילה אבל סעודת פורים בשלוח רחמנות בצלות דביונים אינו נוהגים אלא בזמנה.